Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. And now I would like to turn the meeting over to your first speaker today, Mr. John Foley. Sir, you may begin.
Well, thank you very much. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, John Foley here, TPC Worldwide Product Marketing Manager. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to those who have joined the call. This is a live presentation. The purpose of today's call was actually demo some of the things that you can do with TPC 4-disc new mid-range edition product. This product was announced, as all of you know, back on April 13th, and I've already done an education call to talk about the licensing and the pricing of the product. Rick Higgins will be demoing today, but I asked Rick if I could just have 5 minutes at the front of this presentation or the front of this demo to talk about something that's come about since April 13th. Due to a large outcry from all of you in the field when we announced this product, we made some licensing changes, and those changes are in effect as of today. Rick will be turning the slides for me, as there's only six or seven of them, so I said, instead of giving me control, you keep control and turn the slides. So, Rick, why don't we just go ahead to the next slide? We'll give that a second to turn. As I said, on April 13th, we announced a new mid-range product. We announced that the product would support the DS3000, 4000, and DS5000 storage devices. But what came back, and we had like 100 people on the call, what came back from the people in the field, you people on the call, was why did we not include the SVC entry edition, the SVC, and the virtual disk system in the interoperability list? There was such a broad outcry as to why we didn't do that. We have decided to update the licensing terms and conditions and include support for the SVC EE entry edition, the SVC, and the virtual disk system. And I wanted to just cover that today to make sure all of you on the phone were aware of that, that we were listening to you and we've made these changes. Now, let's just reinforce the fact that the pricing of this new mid-range product is very easy. It's priced according to the number of storage enclosures or the storage controllers. The price is a simple $8,099, and for folks in Canada who always like to be mentioned on these calls, the price in Canada is $8,999 list price. Those are list prices, right? But let's talk about what changed. We announced 3, 4, and 5, DS 3, 4, and 5, but we've also added support for the VDS, the SVC, and the SVC Entry Edition. Rick, why don't you go ahead and turn the page and give that a second to turn. This was a slide that I had in the presentation that I gave 2 weeks ago, and it talked about how simple it was to price out a TPC mid-range edition. It's based on the enclosure or the storage controller, and as you can see, there's a couple samples in here of a DS5020. With a controller and an enclosure, and you can see it's very easy. You multiply $8,099 by 2, and you get $16,198. And that's the way the product is pretty much priced out. What has changed due to your request, Rick, turn the page, is the fact that we will now support, in our interoperability list, we will support TPC for disk mid-range edition running in a VDS environment, an SVC EE entry edition, and SVC environment. Now, the main question is, are you guys, you came to me and said, we want you to support this, but obviously we don't want to pay $8,099 for the VDS SVC or SVC controllers, and you have your wish. What we've done is we now allow these environments where you can put a 3,000 or a 4,000 and a 5,000. And let me reinforce the fact that we are only supporting 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 behind these controllers, but we are not pricing. We are not pricing these controllers. They are included with the mid-range pricing. So in essence, you might have a single SVC controller or a single VDS controller, as you know, I'll take liberties to call it that. You might have a single, you might have a cluster. You do not add those into the price of the TPC mid-range edition when configuring. In this case, we have a dual or a clustered SVC controller configuration with, let's just say, three DS3000 enclosures behind it, and you would multiply three, and that's all we're going to count, is the three enclosures behind those SVC controllers. So in this case, it's three times $8,099 to come up with a simple price of $24,997 U.S. list price. Rick, go ahead and change the page. I have a couple pricing configurations in here, which I'll not go over. I covered these 2 weeks ago. But as you can see, the mid-range price compared to the enterprise offering is significantly lower. It can be as much as actually, one configuration I added up, it was like 83% lower than the enterprise edition in a mid-range environment. There are cases, you know, most important, the bottom right-hand side, I did give you an example of terabyte pricing. There are samples here where you could theoretically have such a low number of terabytes that it's cheaper to go with the TPC enterprise offering using the terabyte licensing model. So keep that in mind. I don't know if there's going to be many people that fit into that environment, but keep that in mind. It's always worth your time to price out both to make sure that the customer is getting the best deal. Rick, go ahead and change the page. Tried to put a picture here for you together that shows an SVC environment. Remember that I said we support SVC, we support SVC EE, and, of course, the VDS in this new announcement that I'm making today. And people say, well, what if you have a mixed environment sitting behind the SVC? So I tried to put a visual here together. In cases where you have an SVC and you might have a 3, 4, and 5 behind it, in addition, you might have other things behind it like a DS8000, XIV, Hitachi EMC, and HP, you will be required to price those out separately. So if you have a mixed environment behind the SVC, in this case, you would price out the 3, 4, and 5 separately, theoretically, with the enclosure pricing. And then you would add up the terabytes in the IBM Hitachi EMC, and you would need to license TPC Enterprise for that. So this is the case where you will have a mixed environment, and you can have a mixed environment. And people come in and say, can I have a mixed environment? And the answer is yes. You might have a customer with three TPC MRE licenses as well as a TPC for Disk Enterprise license with terabyte pricing. Rick, go ahead and change the page. And I, like I said, I'm using up Rick's time, so I'm going to move fast. Now that we've added the SVC, there are additional reports that you can get if these 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 devices are sitting behind an SVC. With this announcement I'm making today, with that SVC support, I've identified not only the reports that you get with the 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 using TPC 4-disk MRE, but you also get the added SVC reports with this new announcement today. Rick, go ahead and change the page, and I think that's all I really want to talk about today. Lots of great collateral here available to you. If there's any business partners on this call today, you've got hyperlinks there to your collateral, and the IBM Direct Seller's got plenty of hyperlinks here for your collateral. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Rick Higgins, who will take us through the demo to show us the differences the features and functions. Rick, I'm going to stop talking and go ahead and turn it over to you. And just
Hello.
In case, There you go. Come on.
Hello, sports fans. Rick Higgin here. I always wanted to say that. It's one of the things in my shallow bucket list, so I got to check that off today. Let me log in here since I timed out. What we're going to do today, I'm assuming that most everybody on the call knows PPC Standard Edition. So I'm not going to give a TPC demo. I'm going to try to point out what is different between the Standard Edition and the Mid-Range Edition that John just finished talking about. And thanks to John Hollis, who has done an installation of the Mid-Range Edition. And by the way, John works for the Gaithersburg ATS and sponsors, or is kind of the one who's in charge of the what he calls his show, System Hands-On Workshop. So a little plug for John's amazing workshop where you can get into installing and customizing and using TPC. John has installed Mid-Range Edition. We're using his system, and we're going to do kind of a dueling TPCs. So in this corner on the left, we have TPC Standard Edition, and to the right, we have the Mid-Range Edition. So again, my name is Rick Higgins, and just so you know, I manage the remote demo environment where called the Storage Showcase in Austin, Texas, where you can go to give remote demos of TPC and SVC for your customers. And that's the machine, the server that we're going to be using that's on the right or the left-hand side, the Standard Edition. So basically, John kind of put it in perspective when he said that, you know, this is really aimed at your DS 3000, 4000, 5000, and SVC as far as being able to configure, to monitor, do some alerting on some threshold conditions, and to show what the current topology is for those environments. So it's not anything new as far as TPC goes. I think what you'll see as we continue is it's, you know, a subset of the Standard Edition. I put another set of slides out that you can download later. Basically, what I've done is I've put together slides that show the menu side by side, and so you can see what's different. I'm not going to go through those slides, well, actually, because I have the live product here in front of us, but this is nice kind of to step through and see what is different with the data, disk, fabric, the reporting, and things like that. So that's for your reference later on. Again, reiterating the primary functions here is to configure this. If you think about the way that, you know, the mid-range customer is going to use this, you know, they need one tool that they can use to configure, to monitor this usually smaller environment, and in this case, it's not so heterogeneous unless they've gotten the enterprise a piece for the additional heterogeneous environment. And then the topology view, which is pretty much the same as ever. As we look at the main menu here, a couple of things pop out that are different. We don't, in the MRE edition, we don't have the ability to do multiple TSM servers. So things like roll-up reporting, TPC, server probes, those are things for multiple TPC servers, so it's not going to be supported in this. So that kind of stuff you're going to see right away is not there. The analytics is not there. I mean, we have to keep some of the good stuff so we can upsell, right? So the analytics, which is some really cool stuff, is going to be held out for an upgrade for the customers that want to get into that. And then, obviously, when you get down here to the data manager for databases and chargeback is not included. So, and there's some other things like tape manager and, you know, that we're going to see have, and fabric manager that have much limited function in this flavor. If I go to the data manager menu, give that a second for that to open up on your screens, you'll see that we really, for data, we're really just doing the basics here. In fact, we're doing pretty much those kinds of metrics that we can get from the disks themselves. So you notice on the right side, which is our mid-range edition, we don't have certain things like the, you know, under monitoring and the groups, we don't have the directory, we don't have users, we don't have OS user groups. And when you get down to the alerting area, you see that we don't have directory alerts, hypervisor alerts, hypervisor is not supported, and there is no policy management. So all of this that we had here in the standard edition, the policy management, where you set all your quotas, your constraints, we're not looking at that because this is really aimed at the disk piece of it. So we're giving them the metrics that we can get without having data agents and that. You also notice under reporting down here at the bottom, we don't have this usage violations, and backup information. So again, we're just really doing the basics for Data Manager and hopefully whetting their appetite for things that they can upgrade to. When I get into the reporting, you see there's a large area of reporting here. If I get into expanding all of these, you see we have in TPC Standard Edition a lot of reporting. I mean, gosh, there's hundreds of reports that we could create from this list of reports here. And when I go over to the mid-range edition, you'll see that it's pretty much a subset of that. And so now you kind of got a side-by-side here of the reporting capabilities. And you see that this whole area, I mean, first of all, you see there's no hypervisor, so we're not doing assets by hypervisor. This whole area down here, usage violations, backup, none of these reports will you be able to get to. So, as I mentioned, you know, it's pretty much the basic information for data. But when we get to disk, you know, as you would expect, because this is the real part of this, is pretty much the same. Back over to mid-range edition. You see that it looks very similar. In fact, the only differences here is in the analytics. So these pieces that, you know, we have the analytics section up here in the menu, but underneath of Disk Manager, you had Storage Optimizer and SAM Planner in the standard edition. And again, no analytics in the mid-range edition. But it's the same information. You get to all the same data, all the same metrics, the performance metrics, again, but it's just for the supported storage subsystem. So when we look at, when I go into the storage subsystems under Disk Manager, here we see our DS4000 and SVC. And again, as John mentioned, there's the ability to mix and match. So it's not to say we wouldn't see EMC and DS8000 in here, but not in a pure mid-range edition offering. As we could in standard edition, we can create volumes. We can look at the volumes. If I select the SVC, we can do the same thing with virtual disks. So getting back to what I said in the beginning, some basic configuration from within the mid-range edition. Fabric Manager, as you would expect, again, a subset of what is in the standard edition. So you see we have no switch performance monitors. There's no capability to set up monitoring of the switches, the performance in the switches. And as a result, you have, you know, obviously no switch performance under the reporting. In fact, have reporting here in the menu, but There's nothing underneath of it, so I'm not quite sure why it ended up in the menu at all. But it's there, but it's just empty. Up in the system reports that ship, the canned reports that ship with TPC, again, they have made the changes there as well. You've got data, disk, and fabric. Remember, a large number of canned reports. Customers like these. It gives them a starting point that they can use to tweak these reports and make them very specific to their own environment. When we look at the system reports here, see again a very slimmed down version of data, because again, this is only the basics, the things that we can really gather from disk, as opposed to you know, things like access time, access files, access, you know, how, when's the last time it was accessed, when's the last time it was modified, which are the most at-risk files, obsolete files, quota violations, those kinds of things we're not getting because the data agent gives us that information. When we get to the disk piece, I can kind of line these up side by side. You see that now we have pretty much one-for-one mapping. Again, the only difference is over here, this is for our very specific storage subsystems. And then fabric, again, you see none of the performance. There's switch performance, port errors, data rate, packet rate. We don't have any of that over here at all. So that's the differences in the menu, pretty much. And we look at the mid-range edition, a lot of what we have come to know and love about TPC is still there. Again, as I mentioned, we can still do subsystem performance. So here's my DS4000 SVC. See the same metric set that's supported by those devices. I can bring up system performance. We can see performance, you know, again, by sample. We can see it by hour. We can aggregate it by hour. We can aggregate it by day. However we want to do that, we can change the limits here. We can turn on trending, which is something customers really enjoy seeing because it's something that helps them to know when they need to plan for either doing some workload balancing or adding some additional storage. And as we could with the standard edition, we can subset from system performance down into that performance by the array, by the controller, I/O group, in the case of SVC, managed disk group, virtual disks. We can even go down and look at like the top 10 volumes or the top volumes. We can sort these out. I can look at the top 10 volumes in the or the top volumes in the DS 4000. Again, when I work with customers, the message, the key message here is TPC allows you to set the thresholds. It is your eyes and ears into your environment. Your tool scales with the environment, so you don't have to add additional administrators to scale with that environment. You let your tool grow. It doesn't care if we have one DS4000 or five DS4000. Going to manage them and alert us the same way and tell us where we have problems that we need to pay attention to. So that's pretty much it as far as the, again, there's nothing new here. It's the same type of reporting that we had before with topology view. Again, nothing's going to look unusual here. It's the same basic groupings, under the in the overview section. We drill down into these. Go from the overview down to the bottom level fabric view and just two drill downs. Again, the value statement here is that at any given time, a customer can find out what's connected where by simply selecting that resource and finding out where it's connected. We can drill into the switches the same as we did in standard edition. Slow down a little bit so you guys can follow. see where our storage is connected. And note that we have performance, I have the performance metrics turned on, the performance icons turned on, but because this is a mid-range edition, remember we don't track this, so all we're going to do is show unknown. Maybe this is a little teaser to help them to say, gosh, I wish I could get to that information. And the sales rep can say, you can. Let me show you how. So anyway, so we can get to that, get down to that level. And, of course, we can go down into, and this is an important piece for this customer set that's going to be using this, into the storage device itself. So we can see which disks, which back-end disks are a part of a specific pool. We can see that from this pool, these volumes have been carved. And we can go a step further and show that these volumes are known to this. In this case, it's a SVC. It could be another computer, a store, a server, and what they're known to on the SVC or on the server itself by. So a nice way for you to get one view that shows everything from right on through from the beginning, from your back-end storage out. We can also do Data Path Explorer is the same as it would be in Standard Edition. Myself a little more real estate here. We can see all of the back end devices from the SVC or from a server. It will tell us what the mapped drives are. So here's a John Hollis show drive. And when I select that, I can follow the path through the environment out the four HBAs on the SVC or the HBAs on your server to the first switch ports that they hit. Again, we can see performance here. You see the performance is known because we are managing performance on the SVC and on the DS4000. But again, when we get down here to the switch ports, we don't have that information. The ISLs is that goes through the environment and ends up here with the switch ports, the fiber channel ports on the DS4000, and the actual drives, the drives themselves. And you can see we've got some metrics. In demo environments, you don't get a whole lot of data movement, but enough there that we can see that we are keeping some metrics there. I think that's pretty much it. There's it's really just a subset. So if you know Standard Edition, then you really do know Mid-Range Edition already. It's just that you need to learn what you don't have access to. You won't be able to show them what's changed since the last snapshot in the environment. You won't be able to show them storage optimization. But those are great upsells. So the kind of thing that you really want to keep in your back pocket to make sure they see them and know that that's available for them when they want to upgrade. John Hollis, let me ask you, can you think of anything else that I missed here that, you know, is an important piece that I don't want to leave out?
One of the beautiful things about this particular path through the SAN is how ugly it is. We're going through three switches, and that's one of the good uses of Data Path Explorer for a customer, you know, that you can see things and say, you know what, that really is stupid. I don't know how we did it. And we in Gaithersburg don't know really how we've got this set up, but it's great for a demo. And so it's a very reassuring thing to say, you know what, look at this screenshot. You don't have you do have a critical path between a couple of the switches, and you're going through three switches. And you may be able to architect easily into using just two, if not one.
Point. All right. I think at this point, then, we will get Fran back on the line and open it up for questions for either John Foley, if you have any specific questions about configurations, or John Hollis or myself can talk about the details of TPC. Fran?
And thank you very much. So if you would like your line open now, please press star then one. You'll be asked to record your name, and that is needed so you know when your line is open. It'll be star two if you care to remove your request, but again, star one to get your line open. And one moment, please. Again, star one. And our first request from Marcia Bambus, your line is open.
Thank you. Yeah, I just had a question. You're comparing it to standard edition, but I thought when it first came out that it was supposed to be comparable to TPC for disk. So was there more function added, or was it always supposed to be compared to the standard edition?
Well, no, it's not really. It really is. It's aimed at TPC for disk, but there are some, you know, even though it is TPC for disk, there are some pieces you can get to under the data and fabric as well. It's just a subset of the full standard edition. That's all I tried to show.
Okay.
But that's a good point, Marcia.
Thanks.
It really is aimed at configuring and managing and monitoring and alerting on the performance of the DS 3000, 4000, 5000, and SAN volume controller.
So
and VDS.
So if you were going to talk to a customer about it, would you compare it to TPC for disk, or would you compare it to TPC for standard edition?
You know, with most of the customers I work with, we typically talk about all of the, you know, we talk about standard edition together. In this case, you know, if they were looking at TPC for disk, I think it would depend on where they were coming from. You know, if they have an environment that, and they're talking about managing the complete environment and their environment is all DS 3000, 4000, and 5000, and so this is an option for them, then I would kind of compare it to the standard edition. But basically, in a nutshell, it really is the TPC for disk piece, and it's very, very aimed at the storage subsystems that it supports.
Okay, thanks.
So can I let me jump in also, Rick? This is John Foley. The code, the TPC for disk MRE code, is exactly the same code as TPC for disk. The only thing different is the licensing terms and agreement. So at a customer location, you wouldn't really compare TPC for disk to TPC for disk mid-range edition. The only difference between the two products as far as functionality goes is mid-range edition is restricted to, via licensing terms and conditions, restricted to managing only DS 3, 4, 5 environments. And SCCs that have those attached. Okay. So, Fran, hopefully, Marcia, that's clear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next request, then, is from Eddie Blankart. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. I have just a simple question. If I'm using the TPC for mid-range, do I still need the storage manager to configure my DS stuff? Or can I do it right away from the TPC?
Well, there's always going to be some pieces that the storage manager will get you to that. What they've done with TPC is try to get you the things that you do on a regular basis, creating volumes, creating virtual disks. But when you're actually carving up the box itself, you still would need the storage manager.
Okay, but I can go from, let's say, a virgin system. I can create a volume, give it to SVC, and from there on, I can create the V-disks from TPC, or do I need, in this case, still the specific software to do it.
That's correct, Eddie. You got it exactly right. Once you've carved it up and turned it over, put it behind the SVC, then TPC can create the virtual disks for you.
Now you do have some
pieces like, you know, the managed disks and the managed disk groups.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand that. But if I receive my DS3400, for example, can I start with TPC and create a LUN on this box, or do I need the storage manager to create my RAID array and my LUNs before I give it to SVC?
You need the storage manager to do that piece, right.
Okay.
TPC will only do virtual disks and volumes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
And our last request at this time from Alan Schreers. Your line's open now.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I noticed there's a display change here. Is this permanent, or do you have to do something to get the devices to show up underneath the graph?
No, I asked the same question to John Hollis just yesterday, and he told me that it really is about the amount of real estate that you have to display that graph, and eventually it will, as the screen gets smaller, it will move it over to the right-hand side. I picked up on that, too. It's not...
I've had this request from, I have one right now, a customer that's interested, and that's one of the things that, they don't like our interface to begin with, but that was one thing they said, if we could do anything, if we could move those to the bottom, like it's displayed right now, they said that would, at least for now, it would suffice, you know, to meet their needs. So I was just wondering, is there a way to make it like that all the time? But it's kind of random is what you're saying.
It is. It really depends on how much real estate they have and as to how it gets displayed.
When you're saying that, you mean the display itself, like resolution?
Yeah, how wide the screen is, the resolution, and things like that.
Okay. I'm wondering if I could find, I'll have to play with this, see if I can find a way to force this to consistently come up that way.
Right.
The second question I had was, I got a question from an FTSS yesterday asking me if we can display block size information. And he said he needed to tune a disk storage disk subsystem for performance reasons. And I wasn't really sure what he was talking about, but he was saying, for example, when you're sending Oracle data, you get certain block sizes. Is there a way to see that? And I told him I didn't think that there was a way, but I thought maybe that you could tell me if that's accurate. Is there a way to see
block? I am not familiar. John, let me ask John Hollis, do you have any additional information?
Oh, shame on me. I was typing a reply to answering one of the questions coming through the chat room on this conference call. What was the question again, please?
The question is there a way to see within TPC for disk? I would assume it would be disk, but block size. So if we're, you know, sending Oracle data from a disk storage subsystem, is there a way to see the average block sizes? And this was asked to me by an FTSS who wanted to use it for performance to set up the storage subsystem, something he does on his end to optimize performance, and he wondered if TPC could give him the block size information. And I'm
block,
not sure.
Block size going across the SAN?
Well, that's what I'm not really clear, because, you know, block can mean many things, so I wasn't sure. He gave the description of, like, an Oracle. If an Oracle database running on a storage subsystem, it's going to be sending data in certain block sizes.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if he's...
Yeah. I think I understand your question, because we were looking at that actually between a SVC and a DS6000 last week. Rick, if you have time, go down to disk reporting by port and just pop that up and see what metrics are listed under there. Because in this case, it would have... Oh, no, I know the answer already. You're not going to get it for the DS4000, but you... you may get it for the SAN volume controller, right? The 4000 does not report port information. However, the SVC does. So, Rick, that we would want to take a look at disk reporting by port. And just pop that up, and you should see the metrics that we can scroll across on.
It's in the network somewhere. Here we go. Is it populated on your screens?
Yep.
Yes, it has. So let's just scroll on across. Transfer size might be close. Keep going.
Well, if that's what you think it is, I looked at it yesterday a little bit. I didn't look at this particular report.
Yeah, oh, so you looked in there, Alan. Yeah, so I think you're going to see transfer size. It doesn't look like we're seeing another
fanning for
close. And to those of you who are listening to this later in the re-recording, you're not seeing the pictures, but what we're looking at is a report, and Rick is scrolling across, and the only thing relevant to Alan's question of answering it was transfer size on the port.
Okay, I'll explore that with him and see if that at least helps him with what he's trying to do.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Now, at this time, I have no further questions in queue.
John Foley, I had one question come in where I was asked, is TPC mid-range edition really the full standard edition and just needs license keys to turn on all of it?
The answer is yes. When you install TPC mid-range edition, you are installing the entire TPC product, and that includes standard edition, data, replication, and customers wanting to basically, if he has it installed, TPC MRE, and he wants to upgrade to the standard edition, it just takes a key. That's
okay.
All. Right? Now, I did have a question from someone who said, has TPC MRE been installed / enabled on the SSPC? And the answer there is no. The SSPC has not been refreshed for this announcement. The next refresh of the SSPC is scheduled for September. So in the September timeframe, new customers who get the SSPC will be able to turn on TPC MRE with a key. September timeframe. So, Rick, back to you.
All right. Anybody else out there? Final chance.
I have nothing on the phone lines.
John, anything in the queue? John's? Anything typed in into the...
We had a typed-in question from David on the DS-345. Can set block reads and writes to the disk? I'm assuming Dave was meaning the block size. Question is, can TPC read those images? And my answer to that is, if TPC for disk can do it, TPC mid-range can do it. I'm scrolling across looking at the reports now for my DS-4000, but I don't have an answer yet, and so we'll just have to leave the answer with, if disk, TPC for disk does it, TPC MRE will do it.
Thank you.
Oh, one hit. The SVC does report on back-end write transfer size, back-end read transfer size. And so, of course, that would be your transfer size to your M disk backed on the DS-3, 4, and 5000.
Okay.
I'll be quiet now.
Fran, if you don't have anything else, I think we're done.
And that's correct. I have nothing on the phone lines.
Well, I appreciate everyone's time from myself and John Foley and John Hollis. We appreciate your taking time to listen in and to see the brief demo. If you have any questions at a later time, you can feel free to contact mostly Foley or myself. I don't want to get John Hollis involved in too much. He's got his hands full already. But we're always happy to help. Foley, anything from you?
I'm done. Thank you,
all
John.
Right.
I mean, Rick, thank you.
You bet.
John and Rick.
Again, thank you, everyone, for your participation in today's conference call. The discussion has concluded, and so all lines may disconnect.